meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Carter?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Ms. Durham?
Here.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Chauvin?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of September 10, 2019?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Mr. Cartier and
yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I have a presentation for this evening's agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Roundabout legislation, but it's with council. Following up on the finance meeting today, I had a discussion with representative of the administration, and there's no further information on the director of public safety situation other than what council already received. So I won't be asking anyone to come up under other, and I would ask that public safety place the matter on the next public safety agenda.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President, sounds like a broken record here, but 17095 and 17096 will remain tabled. And I did personally reach out to the applicant, and they are still awaiting the final results of the traffic impact study before this proceeds. And just for the record, and I've said it before, but they are the ones that actually agreed to and offered to have a full-blown traffic impact study done for that particular stretch of road.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the update. Are there any other announcements? No? Moving on, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19094, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $15,000 in funding received from the clerk of the Peace Technology Fee account to the contractual services budget line item for a clergy registration system. Ordinance 19095, amend the FY 2020 capital budget, appropriate $108,512 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds to the Department of Public Works Security Capital Project. Ordinance 19096, amend the grants budget, appropriate $2,061.61 in interest income and $173,206.56 in program income to the Home Investment Partnership Program Home FY 2019 grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you. Next, reports from select and special committees, beginning with boards and committees subcommittee. Ms. Dillon?
Yes, the Boards and Commissions Subcommittee met last Tuesday, September 17th at 2 p.m. We discussed three appointments to boards and commissions and interviewed one new appointment, and we heard comments from a former member of the Board of Assessment.
Thank you. Land Use Committee?
Thank you, Madam President. Land Use met last Tuesday. We heard several plans that were on the agenda. We had an update from the General Manager, Rich Hall, and Councilman Cartier had asked for a future item to be placed on an agenda.
Thank you. Finance Committee?
Yes,
Mr. Smiley?
Finance Committee met at 1:30 today in the 8-4 conference room. We discussed legislation on this evening's agenda, had a presentation by UBS on our county's investments, approved a few grants, discussed the public safety director position, and had a discussion on boards and commissions, and elected Councilwoman Doyle as the new co-chair of the Boards and Commissions Subcommittee.
Thank you. Next, Community Services Committee, Ms. Doyle.
Yes, the Community Services Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We reviewed three ordinances, and we received an update on the expansion of the Summer Youth Employment Program.
Thank you. Next is the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to remove an item at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19163, honoring the life of Mrs. Ann M. Paoli. Resolution 19164, consenting to the appointment of Jonathan Cochran to the Newcastle County Planning Board. Resolution 19165, consenting to the reappointment of William V. McGlinchey to the Newcastle County Planning Board. Resolution 19166, reappointing Erastus Mongari to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission. Resolution 19167, reappointing Stephen J. Cordano to the Newcastle County Council Audit Committee. Resolution 19168, remembering the life of Lawrence M. Sullivan.
And R19163, honoring the life of Mrs. Ann Paoli. Mr. Sheldon, are you next going to be a co-sponsor?
Yes. And if anybody else wants to before it gets signed.
Would you like to be all of council?
All of council.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Rhodes? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
The consent calendar has been passed. Next are presentations. Mr. Cardian?
Thank you, Madam President. Please join me for the presentation this evening. I'd like to invite members of the Shell Run Club to come forward so I can present this resolution to you and others. So this evening, we have a belated honor, but it is well deserved. And I'm going to read from the resolution, and I'm glad that we're joined here by our track athletes, Mitch McBarnes, and members of the Delaware Running Club. Resolution number 19-162, honoring the Delaware Running Club's best foot forward, its contribution to the sport of running in Newcastle County, and the club's outstanding support of the Edgemoor Gardens track team. Whereas competing in sports is to the benefit of the development of young people, providing an environment where they can compete, learn, grow, succeed, and even fail under the guidance of mentors, all while instilling habits of teamwork, physical fitness they can utilize for the rest of their lives. And whereas competing in school sports can sometimes be a financial burden for families and their student athletes, which creates a divide between who may participate and who may not. And whereas the Delaware Running Club has set up a program for the past 15 years that helps bring student athletes into the sport of running and ensures that they will be able to participate. And whereas the Delaware Running Club's Best Foot Forward program allows running coaches at all schools in Newcastle County to select one boy and one girl to be the recipient of a free pair of running shoes. And whereas the Delaware Running Club and the Best Foot Forward program went involved and beyond in supplying the Edgemoor Gardens track team, making sure that every athlete
had shoes and was able to run to the best of their ability. And whereas with the support of the Test Put Forward program in Edgemoor Gardens, track team, wait for this, they went on to win 56 medals in the summer track season. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby honors the Delaware Running Club and the Best Foot Forward program for its contribution to the sport of running in Newcastle County, and congratulates the Edgemoor Gardens track team for their excellent season. Thank you. Thank you all. Brother Muhammad is one of the officer comments. We have some comments in front.
Well, no, I'm the coach. The most greatest impact is not only the shoes, but the spirit that Delaware Running Shoes had. But listen to this. This year we had 104 medals. This year we placed second in the city championship overall. This year.
We're able to raise this money for the athletes. We have an event with the help of the Newcastle County State Park and the State Parks at Brainerd Creek State Park this Saturday after Thanksgiving. We have an adult cross-country race, and the funds raised at that race go towards the Best Foot Forward program. And it's in not only Newcastle County, but the entire state of Delaware. So we're proud to do that. We're really happy to have it. Thank you.
Did you
want to
say something?
These are 400-meter specials and 200-meter specials.
Wow.
4x1, 4x10.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Mike, get them on in here. Everybody
come. Mike, get them up.
Okay, next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from members of council. We will begin with R19169. Mr. Smiley.
I request R19-169 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19169, amend the FY2020 capital program, appropriate $8,051 from the recorder of deeds technology fee account to the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 capital project. Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19169. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R19169 is passed. Next, R19170. Mr. Smiley?
I request that R19-170 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19170, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Infor Public Sector, Inc. for the renewal of the maintenance contract for annual technical services agreement for the Office of Technology Administrative Services in the amount of $189,716.61. Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19170. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R19170 is passed. Next, R19171, Mr. Smiley.
Request that R19-171 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19171, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Rave Wireless Inc., the licensing associated with the Rave Mobility Panic Button for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $200,000. Mr. Smiley.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19171. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R19171 is passed. Next, R19172, Mr. Smiley.
Request that R19-172 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19172, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Interface Housing Delaware, Inc. for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $150,000. Mr. Smiley.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19172. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R19172 is passed. Next, R19173. Mr. Smiley?
I request that R19-173 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19173, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Habitat for Humanity in Newcastle County, Inc. for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $150,000. Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19172. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R19173 is passed. Next, R19174, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request R19-174 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 19174, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Habitat for Humanity in Newcastle County, Inc. for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $75,000. Mr. Smiley.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19174. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R19174 is passed. Next, R19175, Mr. Smiley.
I request that R19-175 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19175, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for two fish home renovations for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $100,000. Mr. Sweeney?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19175. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll of y'all is 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19175 is passed. Next, R19176. Mr. Smiley?
I request that R19-176 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19176 to rename the street known as Queen Avenue in Duas Heights to West Queen Avenue, Council District 7.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19176.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19176 is passed. Next, R19177, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that R19177 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19177, to rescind Newcastle County Resolution Number 81360 and revert to street names shown on Recorder of Deeds microfilm number 5985 that were never changed, to find the subdivision name for lots 1 through 74 and 109 through 123 as Yorktown, with civic organization named Yorktown, to define the subdivision name for lots 75 through 105 and 124 through 228 as Thistleberry Farm, with a civic organization maintenance corporation named Penn Manor Maintenance Corporation.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I would love to say per title, but we talked about this in Land Use Committee, and basically this was a plot of land divided up into two developments. Part of it stayed under Penn Manor, which was the original name. When the two developments were formed, they became Thistleberry Farms and Yorktown. We passed a resolution in 1981 changing those names. Those names were never changed. And so this rescinds that resolution and keeps the names that are in the communities now as they are. So on parcel view, we can change this, and you can actually look up the name of the development rather than looking up Penn Manor, which is not the name of either of those developments.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments?
Yeah, looking around the chamber, I just want to clarify and give honor where honor is due. The we is Councilman Hollins. He's the only one that was here in 1981.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley, for that history lesson.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad him he was still in elementary school.
Yeah, I voted for it.
I'll now open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19177.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19177 is passed. Next, R19178, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. I ask that Resolution 19178 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19178, plan of the village at Pine View, Penkeet 100, southeasterly corner of the Frenchtown and Fraser Road intersection, major land development plan that proposes to develop the property into an open space plan development consisting of 172 attached and detached single-family lots, and to create two separate lots, remaining lands A and B, on 149.74 plus or minus acres, S zoning, Council District 11.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. So at this time, I'd like to see if you could ask if anybody from the public is here, and if not, I want to go by title only.
Okay. Is there anybody from the public here that would wish us to speak to this? Do not see any. So we will move on. Does anyone from council? So it's per title?
Per title.
Okay. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19178.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19178 is passed. R19179, Ms. Durham?
Thank you. I move that R19179 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sir.
Resolution 19179, Plan of Insight Campus Expansion, Brandywine 100, north side of Augustine Cutoff at the West 18th Street Split, Major Land Development Plan that proposes to construct a 199,785 square foot office laboratory building, a 264 space parking deck, and associated site improvements, OR Zoning, Council District 2.
Ms. Durham?
Thank you, Madam President. Representatives from Insight are here tonight if there are any additional questions, but as you know, we discussed it in last week's Land Use Committee, and the project has my support. Insight has gone out of its way to seek public comment and address as many as the concerns, all the concerns that they possibly could. So unless there are questions from the public, I would...
Thank you. Does any member of council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19179.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19179 is passed. Next, moving on to ordinances. We have 019089, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request ordinance 19-089 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 19089, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget. Appropriate funding receipt from the Register of Wills Technology Fee Account, Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account, and Clerk of the Peace Technology Fee Account to their respective contractual services budget line items for year 2 of Microsoft Office 365 licensing.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019089.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
019089 is passed. Next, 019090, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request ordinance 19-090 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 19090, amend the FY 2020 capital budget, appropriate $8,051 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds to the Department of Administration Information Systems Expansion 2 Capital Project.
Mr. Smiley.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019090.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
019090 is passed. Next, 019091. 091. Mr. Holland? Ms. Dillon?
Yes. I move that ordinance number 19-091 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 19091, amend the grants budget. Appropriate $141,698.71 in program income and realign $556,884.67 in the Community Development Block Grant FY 2019, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ms. Dillon?
Yes. We had discussed this in the Community Services meeting at 3 o'clock.
Thank you.
Per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-091. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 019-091 is passed. Next, 019-092, Ms. Dillon?
Yes, I move that ordinance number 19-092 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 19092, amend the grants budget, appropriate $100,000 in funding from the State of Delaware Department of Labor with funds provided by the State of Delaware Department of Health and Social Services to the 2019 State Year-Round Youth Employment Program Grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ms. Dillon?
Yes. This is an expansion of what used to be, I guess, our Summer Youth Employment Program, now a year-round program, to provide young people with the opportunity to work during the year.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-092. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 019-092 is passed. Next, 019-093, Mr. Carter?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that 19093 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 19093, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget. Appropriate $54,000 from the Newcastle County Technology Fee Account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds to the Newcastle County Council Contractual Services line item for fiscal year 2020. Mr. Conner?
Yes, this is just to appropriate the needed money to be able to do the online streaming to meet the requirements of the ordinance to provide that to the public by December 1st.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-093. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. 019-093 is passed. Next, 017-095 and 017-096 remain tabled. Next, we have time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions. R1918A. I move that R1918A be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19180, remembering the life of Brother Michael J. Rosanello Jr. R1918A per title. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19180.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Drown?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods? Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19180 is passed, and also Mr. Bell is added as a co-sponsor, Mr.
Thank you.
Correct?
Yes.
Next, there's a public comment. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Will we have a gentleman in the back? Please come forward. Thank you, sir. You'll state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes. I'll pull the mic over to you so we can hear.
Thank you. My name is Brandon Fletcher. I am an organizer with Network Delaware. However, I am here because I'm a constituent of the 7th County Council District represented by Mr. Smiley. I would just like to thank you for allowing me to come up here and speak today. Unfortunately, I primarily come to these meetings just to stay engaged on the budget and set policies, but I'm here because more needs to be done about handling police misconduct and the lack of police transparency and accountability. My neighborhood in Newcastle has plenty of people who have lost trust in Newcastle County Police Department. And while County Council continues to moderately confront crime and drug problems, black communities continue to suffer and are constant targets of police brutality. If our elected officials don't tackle this issue, people will begin to build vocal power and intervene in the violence inflicted on black communities. I'm here as a constituent, and alongside my community, I will continue to fight the systemically racist police department until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. We can no longer stand on the sidelines waiting for the system to change. People are fed up, particularly communities of color, and we are ready to build power amongst ourselves. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, sir. Are there any comments from members of council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, Madam President.
Mr. Bell, sorry, the light's still a little bright there.
No, that's fine. Under other, just to give you a brief update on the dilemma that we still continue to face at 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road, the refuge under the Delaware Health and Social Services, the state of Delaware. We had asked land use in a few of our work meetings, work group meetings, and they've done a tremendous job, I think, in taking a look at this facility and researching its background and the facts of what has and continues to occur at this property. On September 18th, Jim Smith, Assistant Land Use Manager, responded back, the county code enforcement has notified the property owner that it may not continue to use the construction equipment on the site and has to file for a change of use permit with the site plan to legalize the change of the use from a school to an institutional residential type 2 use. Strikes me strange, very strange, that they initially started out as a applicant for a school, and if I read this right, the change of use permit, okay, with the site plan to legalize the change, which in my mind, and I'm not a lawyer, don't pretend to be, but to legalize it means that it hasn't been operating the way it should have. And so, you know, and then we get a copy of the application from 6/10/19, okay, for the change to a 3.1 facility rather than a school. And so when I look at these things, and I'm saying, how could that be when they've just been notified? And how could that be when our meeting at Delaware City Library was on July 2nd of 19? And if they've known all along that they've been operating under a school permit, and in fact it is has been operated as a 3.2 is what they've, or 3.1, clinically managed low intensity residential treatment center. So there's a lot of work still to be done. I commend our residents who once again are here this evening and have attended all the working group meetings. We were asked as county government, from the land use perspective, to look at this property, look at this facility, look at the way it's being used, look at the effect it has on the neighboring properties, not just in value, but quality of life. So we've done what we've been asked to do up to this point. We have another work group meeting scheduled for early this next week, and we're going to continue as the county to do what needs to be done to checks and balance this property. I, for one, and maybe I shouldn't say it, but I will say it, that if somebody's been operating under a false premise and it wasn't legal, then how do we approve a permit from the change now when he knew it all along? So there's still a lot more questions to be asked. To date, I understand that they may still be utilizing some of the heavy equipment on that site, even after they've been notified to cease and desist of doing it. So our work is not done. Appreciate the support of this council. And like I say, our residents that live in the adjoining areas that brought this problem forward to county council has been willing to meet with our county land use department and hopefully be able to get this eventually resolved to the point where it should be.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bell. Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This meeting is adjourned.